American.
And now what words are there for black people?
Well, they're called a nigger, and they're called colored, and they're called black. They got three names.
Okay. Which do you call them, and which do people say when you were young?
Well, they call them colored.
Uh-huh.
More than they didn't call them nigger or black, they just call them colored people.
Uh-huh. When did they start calling them black?
I don't know. And now they want you to, instead of saying nigger, they want you to say negro.
Uh-huh.
They want you to do that. Do they have a mixed in y'all school?
In high schools and they did some when I was going to high school, but now I'd say it's about half and half at the school I went to.
You didn't go with when we went to school at all.
Were there very many around here?
Well, there was enough to have a school over there. They got a Mount Tabor church and we got one. They got a Mount Tabor school. But Lord, they tore it up and sent some school. They used to make them ride on their own bus. Now they just mix them all in the buses. And they fight and scratch and everything else.
Uh-huh. Where did most of the colored people live around here?
Well, they mostly lived around and helped people farm.
Did they live over near Mount Tabor more?
Well, or not too many. They'd be, you know, just like that. And just have maybe one family on this place to help him work.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be about it. But of course, they all go over to Mount Tabor to church.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering whether there was one community around here that was mostly all colored, or whether there's just sort of
Well, not Lake City in the town. There's part of the town that ain't nothing but colored.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, that lives.
Yeah.
But it ain't that way out here.
There's just about an equal number in every...
Yeah, they don't live too far apart around.
Mm-hmm.
Not up in here.
How many, in this area, how many people would you say there were when you were growing up, and how many of them were colored?
Well, there were quite a few people in here, but there weren't very many colored, just a few families, just like there are now. Just a very few.
About a dozen families or so?
Well, something like that. But there were a lot of families of white, and they had a lot of children.
Mm-hmm. Was there ever, if you wanted to, were there ever any joking ways of referring to colored people, or any words that white people might use that colored people wouldn't like?
Well, they didn't like for you to call them a nigger.
Uh-huh.
They sure didn't.
Any sort of joking words people would say?
Oh, I don't remember.
Say, what might you call a very dark-skinned negro?
Well, you call him real black, and then there's some you call those mulatto niggers.
Uh-huh.
It would be light.
What's a mulatto?
Well, he's a nigger, but he's light.
Is he part?
His skin is more white than it is black.
Uh-huh. Is he part white then?
No, he wouldn't be white potty. I don't reckon. I don't know. I could tell you that.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of anyone in this area being having one white parent, another black parent?
Well, I heard of it up there in Lake City. I've seen them up there. They'd have red hair, blue eyes. Well, I know one was parent was white and one was black.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know. Only just see them on the street.
Would you have a name for those type people?
I wouldn't. Well, they wouldn't be neither white nor black, would they?
I don't guess so.
That's all I know.
What would be?
Well, she'd have to go. They have to go with the niggers.
Yeah.
Wonder that way.
But they didn't. That didn't happen around here too much.
No, it happened around towns, not out in the country.
Sam, but you or me wouldn't be called colored. We'd be.
We're called white.
Okay.